Got a mystery.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
Jenna,
and special guests,
Matt,
Brianna.
Yay!
Holy shit, guys. Did you hear that?
We have Brianna on.
Yeah, Brianna's
so
here.
Fantastic.
Isn't that awesome?
Super cool.
Yeah, the room got 15% more attractive.
Only 15?
17.
In net. Because Matt brought it down a little bit.
That makes sense. Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
It's mostly that haircut is really...
Yeah, I'm trying to get a little more respectable for the potential new job. So.
Ooh.
That's a shame.
So you're going to cut it?
This is just completely
unmohawked.
This is me just cutting my hair like I've been doing for the last couple of years. So.
Mm-hmm.
Eh.
With a flowbee?
No, just the scissors and not really using a mirror. I just, if I pull and it's long enough that I can get a good the scissors in between, I just cut. And that's just what I do all over my head, and then it stays out of my eyes.
The story checks out.
So, yeah. As I reminded my parents when I had to explain that to them, that they were like, oh, that's, I suppose that saves money. I'm like, realize, in every movie where you see a character cut their own hair, that scene is to show you they've gone crazy.
Yep. They just went serial killer
on. That's when, like, or they're, you know, snip, and all the hair's falling into the sink. That's always the moment where they've just gone snap.
Yep.
So.
That's where Natalie Portman has lost all hope.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, James, what are we drinking? Because I've got a feeling we're going to need it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Last week we made Johnny Jump Ups with one particular cider. This week we're using pear cider.
Ooh.
So this is Angry Orchard, because it was there. And Naughty Pear. Mm. Sounds pretty good.
I do love me a pear-y.
So
wait, Naughty Pear?
That's what they wrote.
It's naughty.
Oh, yeah.
Knotty.
Mm. All right, well, I'm drinking this.
Yep.
All right.
Ooh. Oh, hey, that's actually way better.
As the memories come flooding back. Like, oh, that's right. I remember how we used to do this.
Yeah.
That's,
oh, yeah.
That's a bit of all right.
That's actually way better than last week's.
In my book.
What was the cider last week?
It was one of these. Semi-sweet. By Seattle Cider.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
Yeah.
It's kind of bleh.
Semi-sweet.
Yeah.
I'm not even... It's like...
It's the crime of mediocrity. It's like, I can't say
kind
like...
Of? Yeah.
But I don't want one.
That's a
one.
Good way of putting it.
Right. At least offend me, Cider.
Yeah. Well, it's the... I've been watching The Good Place, and they're trying to come up with a
so
thing...
Good.
That it is really good. But so when they're good. Trying to come up with... What's something that's good, but also kind of a bummer? Frozen yogurt.
Right.
Like, that's so perfect, and like I feel like that's where that falls.
That show.
Whereas Perry is... Just a bit of all right in my book.
Yeah, Ace general. Pear cider used to be pretty good.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of pear ciders, but there's something about the Knob Creek in this that's really doing it for me.
Yeah. Knob Creek rye whiskey.
Is it the alcohol?
I tend towards pear ciders over apple ciders. Like,
I just...
Nope.
I love pears, and the fact that I don't get to eat them anymore really, really upsets me.
Poor baby.
So Perry is my happy place.
You could always cook the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm. And they're good. I love them. So good.
I'm not a huge pear person in general. So
So you're saying if I want to win my way into your heart, I just need to make that dessert that's like the breading wrapped around a pear and like cooked in its own juices
those
with
are
brown
so good.
Sugar?
I mean, you already shit. Have, but yes.
Yeah, yeah don't let that stop you.
Yeah.
make a pie. And this man will follow you.
I make a mean pie.
Mm. It'll be like the movie.
Why is
it follows,
mean?
But you just
I don't know.
Leave
stole
pies.
My lunch money though.
Because she uses Angry Orchard,
pie. Right?
Oh. I saw something real
but
fucked
it's still
up and amazing
pie, so
recently.
I'll still be happy about it.
It was three wheels of cheese stacked with one pizza crust
this.
On either end to make like a little drum, and then you bake it. And the pizza crust
brie, yeah.
hardens.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of them was brie. The other two were different cheeses, but they were all different ones that melt in that same
like
way. I think
camembert.
There was a Munster.
Ooh. Something.
A brie and something else.
Yeah.
So it's a three
but
cheese.
But I watched them like knock the top in on one of it, one of the little stacks, and...
And then they were dipping
to mop
things.
Up.
I was about to say, and then you orgasm.
Right.
Yeah.
From both ends, yes.
Ooh.
Aww.
Right.
What I do, I take a wheel of cheese... a brie, and I get the...
Of me?
Yes.
And I take the Pillsbury... I get the Pillsbury crescent roll dough.
Yes.
And you roll that out and you wrap that around the brie.
Well, that's cool. Oh,
and then you put brie and a little bit of jam in there. And then you wrap that.
Actually jam?
Yes. And then you wrap
sounding better and better.
Mm-hmm. You wrap that dough around it and you stick that in the oven for a bit. My goodness.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes. For my goodness.
Well, all right.
This also is unclear on the concept of euphemisms.
Yes.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah, when he tells that joke, he's like, a woman walked into a bar and asked for a double entendre, so the bartender had sex with her. Like, I don't
get it.
I don't think that's...
Oh, I'm sorry, let me explain. Guys, it was premarital.
Oh! No, there were two bartenders, and they were... It was... That's why it's a... Double,
because you don't even know which one it was.
Because they're both entendering her.
Oh, yep.
That's.
But which one's the father?
Yes,
both.
I just assume that it's like Calico. Well,
don't judge
kittens.
Their relationship. All right, they can both.
I wasn't
fathers.
Judging. I was just asking which one's the father.
Whoever raises the child.
Yeah.
Ding. Yep. Having just had lunch with Julia, we were both complaining about the number of times lately we had people. Oh, so not your real son, or oh, those aren't your real kids. Ooh.
No,
yeah. That's...
Still happens, which is just astounding.
Yep.
Right up there with Scully's thing that pisses him off, where he goes out with his kids and someone goes, oh, I see Dad's babysitting today.
I fucking hate that.
Yep.
Fuck that.
Just so offensive. Like,
huh.
Those are a couple of the few things that I truly get angry about that just drive me up the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So don't do that, listeners. I know people don't think it's anything bad, but depending on the person you're talking to, that can be really painful.
Yep. I don't know why you as... both the father of adopted children and also as an adopted child of, I believe, an adopted child,
mm-hmm.
Why that would be...
Weird that I would have strong opinions
right.
on that.
Yeah, it seems weird.
Well, so you're babysitting not your real kids.
Yeah, I don't have kids. Like, this actually... Next.
Are you ever going to say to your mom, okay, so not your real grandchild.
This ties into something that they were bitching about on Ice Cream Social this week.
Twice
where
removed.
Matt was talking about like his kids keeping him up all night, and someone goes, oh, I know what you mean. I have dogs. And they
mother. I can't even. Like, look,
that's
I
just,
understand.
You love your dogs, but they're not fucking
I had
people.
A visceral reaction to that. My God.
I don't know. I would put my kids in a kennel.
This is why you don't have children.
This is why you should start
that's
to edit.
Not the only reason.
This
that's
is
not. That's...
One of many reasons.
No. One, like, the major reason I don't have kids is I've been extremely careful so far.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
You know there's permanent solutions for that.
And they make good podcast fodder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I told Barry that he should get some, like, underlights put in there.
Ooh.
When he was getting his done.
I was recently,
some, like, ground effects and a spoiler.
Spoiler.
For speed.
Yep.
Spoilers.
I was recently talking to somebody about how hard it is for women to do that as opposed to men.
Yeah,
right.
Because if a man decides he doesn't want to have children, it's like, okay, cool, snip, snip.
Yeah.
If a woman is like, I don't
want
to have kids,
there's
like so
to
many layers you have to go through.
Yeah.
And they won't do it before certain ages.
This is a police drawing of what your child might look like if you decide to have one. And this is an x-ray of that drawing.
Well, it's the same mentality that says dad's babysitting. Because, of course, no man wants kids. They just get stuck with them.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
This is disgusting.
So anyway, hey everybody, what have you been up to?
I've been hunting for a job.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, some of us on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty happy where I'm at.
Yeah.
So, backstory, I was downsized a couple Fridays ago. So that's the entire
not
backstory.
Not hilarious,
it wasn't
Matt
my story. My stories aren't very good.
That sucks.
We know.
Yeah.
Did you get a severance thing or any kind?
I did get a severance.
Okay.
And it was a fairly good one.
Right.
I've been with the company long enough.
They cut his pinky off.
Yep.
It's like the Yakuza.
I didn't need that one anymore.
But his right hand, though, right?
Left.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
The one that remained. But just job hunting and doing that. And then rehearsal for the play in November started.
Yeah.
On Monday.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know, it's going to be so good, you guys. We will be talking about that later as, you know, we get closer to opening day. But man, that script is good.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That script
I believe
solid.
It. I don't know if you guys knew this, but like the people in Fearless come up with some real fucking good scripts.
Oh, yeah. It's written by Megan Slauson and directed by Lauren Haven.
Oh,
and
I helped write that.
Oh, shit.
You it sucks.
I was super excited to see what the show was. I'm like, oh, the one I wrote.
Yeah. No, it is. It's a fun script, and we had our first read-through a couple weeks ago, and a lot of notes came out of that, and we came back with our finalized script.
So you took out all of the sucky parts that Matt wrote. Cool.
And made it good.
I'm told Lauren a couple times said Matt wrote that, didn't he?
I was expecting Choose Your Own Inferno, where it was a bar napkin that had a loose outline.
No, this was Megan came in knowing the show.
Oh, okay.
And then just she and I sat at the laptop and pounded out in a couple hours. And
having said that, there are a few lines in there. I was like, oh no, suddenly this makes sense.
So, she and I collaborate really well together, and we're able to finish that in, just 2 evenings of just sitting down and working
finish
for a couple hours.
Sandwiches.
But it's fun, and Angela Fox wrote a brilliant song that goes in the middle of it.
That's going to be amazing.
It is the brilliant musical trope of action is happening, and then just people burst out into song for no reason whatsoever, and it's a fucking great song because Angela's talented as fuck.
Yeah,
and I'm really really excited about this show.
You've got a career in music.
I know that would be interesting.
Probably no one's ever encouraged her.
God damn it! I tried to play it so cool. I could not do it. That's... You got me, you son of a bitch. All right.
No, I'm genuinely looking forward to this one. We've got a script and we've got music, and I've got my first production meeting on Thursday as lighting designer. And I already have a lot of really fun ideas for that. So, man, I'm
mostly involving lights.
Oddly enough.
I don't understand.
See, when a man and woman love each other.
Oh, shit.
No, that's not.
Did no one ever have this talk with you, James?
That is the one date that I don't think Jenna's ever had.
the lighting design date?
No, when a man and a woman love each other. Oh. Fuck.
I mean, love harsh, like fresco? Yes. Love like...
No, like, sure, your love, your sweet love is like oxygen. That's... So somebody with COPD who, is there with you. I don't...
This got weird.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it could. Well, like most of my dates.
It can't be a one-night stand because you'll hear them wheeling out the tank in the middle of the...
Oh, jeez! James! No!
This is... we're recording late. And I've got a bunch of sleep, and I'm all rowdy and shit. I don't know what's up.
I'm just adoring you in this moment.
I think what you're adoring is the mental image of somebody with COPD wheeling a cart down the stairs. Da-gunk, 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 shit. Shit. Da-gunk, shh. Da-gunk, da-gunk. Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, I did have a date like that.
I cannot.
Now that I'm thinking about it, no, that has actually not the full on, but
I cannot
somebody
sigh hard enough
something
at you
on
the stairs.
That joke really sucked the air out of the room.
Get out. Just go. Just go. Now I'm remembering everything. No, come
see,
back.
I'm just look over his shoulder. Oh, visuals.
See,
jokes,
I'm
on audio.
See, the thing is, I'm combining. I'm combining that visual from the Untouchables staircase shootout scene.
Okay,
and it's blending.
Oh, see, I was combining with Sad Hulk, and it was really good. Yeah.
Hulk.
Look, it's the only way I can get a breathless.
Go on. Go on. Leave me breathless. All right.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to, Jenna?
Oh, shit. I don't even know. I didn't get the job I wanted.
Oh.
Which is fine. I'm not in a position where I'm unemployed right now, so I feel like I got a leg up somewhere.
Yeah.
On the side of the bed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You have a day like that once.
Okay, both sides. Jeez.
I do need... I think you need to check your privilege a little bit here.
I'm going to stand clear of the blast radius. Come on, orangutan.
You fucking son of a... No, not my orangutan. Come back here. I'm sorry he touched you, orangutan. Sorry, I won't let it happen again. Okay, hang out there. I got a boyfriend.
Hey.
That happened.
All right.
I mean, it was pretty much the same guy I've been dating for 10 months, so...
Can I still poke him in the belly button?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he go...
I don't own him.
Is it okay if he still flashes me?
It better be, because he's good anyway.
Yeah, he's been doing that every time.
Yeah, no, I don't own him. He's just my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Do I know who this is?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
We'll talk later.
Oh, fair. We're keeping it cagey.
Most people have already figured it out. But,
yeah.
I don't know. Just
but it's really the slow ones something. That we're worried about.
I hear he's good with his fingers.
It's yeah.
Whoa,
Maul.
Well.
Yeah. Anyway.
I can vouch for that. I mean, what? Wait.
Whoa. whatever. Yeah, so that happened.
I played the piano. I didn't know about the upright organ.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
He does.
Oh.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, no. So that happened, and it's been a thing where, like, we've basically been in a relationship for a while, but neither one of us was going to say that word.
Right. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
It's like the Fonz saying sorry.
What?
Oh, do we not have this conversation? Oh, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we were, like, talking before a show recently, and he said something about blah, 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 my girlfriend. And I looked at him, I'm like, am I now? And he's like, well,
oh,
I mean.
Oh, fuck. Shit. Cat's out of the bag.
Kinda, I'm like, do you want to be my boyfriend? He's like, yes.
Duel.
I know,
that's
right?
The most middle school thing I've ever
heard. I know, right?
Like,
did you hand him a note that said check your...
It just said
check your privilege, really. Yes or no.
That's
what...
No.
Yes is already circled.
It is a privilege to be in a relationship with me, so... yeah.
That is the appropriate response.
That's what I expected. All right. Yeah, but okay. Fuck. So here's the thing. Like, so you're already essentially in a relationship, and then like you make it fucking Facebook official or whatever the fuck you're doing. Here's the thing, though. So then, like, you take that step. So we did this, and no, shut it. I'm actually being serious for a second.
All right.
So we did this, and then there was like this. Is it awkward? Are things going to change? Is this... I don't... Because, like, for some people, when you change title, like, that changes your dynamic. And, like, there were a couple of days of, like... And then, like, I finally messaged him. I'm like, I don't want this to change our dynamic, like, at all. Like, I just want to keep doing what we've been doing.
It just saves time in conversation.
Right.
Say my girlfriend or my
girlfriend.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, this guy that I've been seeing primarily for the past 10 months, and we hang out a lot, and we do things together and host parties together and shit, but no, he's totally not my boyfriend. What?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of that long title, now it's just two syllables.
What would be the acronym for that?
Oh, God. I wasn't listening.
I wasn't listening.
So things have not changed at all.
Please use the acronym when you figure it out.
Yeah.
No, there you go.
Someone's going back.
It's
that's
Jenny
why
Bandage
I say it.
And the unpronounceable acronym.
Don't call me Jenny. What?
Oh, drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anytime anybody calls Jenna any other name.
Any other name. That was the thing. For a while.
This isn't nom. There are rules.
So yeah, like, but the
God
the whole
damn it, Walter.
So you change titles and then things get like, you know, different,
confusing,
and then awkward.
Well, things can also the expectations can come from outside the relationship,
right?
The,
yeah.
Or you know, sometimes when you change titles, one person in a relationship might have a different expectation what that means.
Right.
That's a possibility, but a lot of times it's outward factors that make it weird.
Right.
Like yeah.
Exactly.
Now that these two are boyfriend and girlfriend, they're going to spend holidays together. And
oh God, are we? Oh
yeah, no. No is also a correct answer.
No is a very acceptable answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't actually have just family just look, to spend holidays with anyone.
Look at him directly and say, no, I want to spend it with people I care about.
Oh, good. Yeah.
That's
he'd appreciate that, yeah. Actually. Yeah.
That's the swat on the nose you want right at the beginning to make sure he doesn't ask again.
Fuck. Is that the relationship equivalent of beating up the biggest guy in the prison?
Yes, it's the prison yard.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Ask me for one thing that seems innocuous. You won't ask me for shit.
Yep.
Show you his boss.
So, yeah, that was just like, after I messaged him, like, I don't want this to change our dynamic. I don't want anything to change. It was like, oh, thank God, me too. Like, you know, one of those things where like, okay, so we've both been in the same spot of, wait, fuck, shit, what? Okay, good.
I heard all of that in his voice in my head. That's really weird.
I was channeling it, so my skills
It's like
have
you
grown.
Two are dating.
At one point,
she's been channeling
Bryn's
him for a
friends
while now.
Called us out for laughing the same at something. So that's a real thing.
Yep. Yeah, it is. There was, okay, so... a friend of ours who lost a husband has been blogging about various grief things, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that she blogged about that just hit me right in the bill was the shared language.
Mm. Yeah.
And that when that person is no longer around, that language is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because you develop a complete... sub language, basically your own shared language.
Yep. That's why married couples can't play Taboo on the same team. It's not fucking fair.
No, unless you've got two married couples opposite each other.
Sure,
then it's a contest, and that's
that makes it fun.
Can I take that to an amusing place for a moment?
Oh, absolutely. Please do. I'm getting depressing again.
So last summer, I went to the cabin with my ex husband and a bunch of his friends, and ended up playing Codenames with he and I on a team and one of our friends and her new husband on a team.
Oh shit.
And she was very not happy with the fact that one, my ex-husband and I got together in the first place, and then was very upset with me when we got divorced. And then we whooped her ass in Codenames after getting divorced, and it felt so great.
Tell us how you really feel. Fuck. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So anyway, that's what I've been up to. I feel like I had one other thing I was going to bring up. Oh, I won the most ultimate game of Picross ever.
Yeah?
Go on.
Is this a two-player thing?
No.
This is actually pretty good.
Okay.
So, end of the day on Saturday... I whip out my phone in between my entertainment gig and my campground gig. And I'm sitting in the Oaks across from Salsa, and I'm just zoning out to a game of Picross. And suddenly there's a little head right next to me. Dana, what you doing? Like, what are you playing? This, that, and the other. I'm like, okay, Lilibeth. Like, you know, and I'm trying to explain this to her. And I'm doing the highest level grid that they have on this particular version of Picross. So, like, you know, highest level grid, and I'm going through it, and she's, like, not touching my screen, but, like, getting really close, and she's
but
asking questions.
But the way kids don't touch things.
Yeah.
Right.
Like. So she's asking these questions, and her head is, like, right there, like, 3 fucking inches from my phone.
Yeah.
So I'm playing, you know, the hardest grid level that they have, while maneuvering around a child and trying to make sure she doesn't touch the screen. Mm. And she's bumping my elbow, which means every time I go to try to hit the thing. And then suddenly there's another kid. And then on the other side, Asher appears. And I've got 3 small children surrounding me while I'm playing this. And Salsa's sitting across from me, and he just goes, and I'm like, this is your fault on multiple levels. This is all your fault.
Like, those three kids were watching that screen like their life depended on it. Like, this was their source of sustenance
and
out at in a campground. There was an electronic device.
Yeah.
And they needed to feed off of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, like, I've got kids bumping me on both sides, Asher getting way closer to the screen than Lilibeth was.
Yeah.
And just, like, oh, my God. I'm like, I'm going to win this fucking game. And, like, I get bumped twice and hit two, like, spots that aren't supposed to be. So I'm down to one heart. And I'm like, and Salsa's just every like, maybe 30 seconds. I'm like, Fuck you. This is your fault.
So adorable.
Like, and yeah, so I played this game.
Two of them very literally are his fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the fact that I'm playing Picross in the first place is also his fault.
Yeah, yep. Fair enough.
There's layers to this.
Yeah, there are so many layers to this. So, like, I finished this game and I'm like, yes! In your face! I won! Extreme difficult mode.
Yeah.
But I'm told it was really adorable. Me playing this game with all these children hanging off of me, and I didn't feel adorable in that moment, but like I'm glad that it was cute for everybody else around me.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So last weekend I found a new Picross game that rewards me with a new pet cat every 100 puzzles I do.
Oh,
what?
And
what
my
shit?
Life is now complete.
Like a real cat?
Well, no, but it has Lame. A cat in the game, and it has a name, and it has an age, and it has a gender, and it has all of these qualities
Does
about it.
Does it have a little X for its butt?
Well, if they ever turned around, it would. The three I have so far, like, one of them's tail is in the way, and one is staring you, like, straight on. And but I'm sure one of them is going to be turned around, and I can see the tiny little X.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to need this game. I'm almost done with every puzzle in the Picross Luna app, so...
I've done Luna and 2. Luna 2.
Yeah. I'm
and
planning
now I've
on
moved
Luna's
on next. To this cat-based one.
See, I've been doing Katana for a number of years, and I am down to two puzzles.
Oh, fuck.
I just downloaded that one because of you.
Mm. Yeah. I am the last two that I have to do are both 80 by 80 grids.
Nope.
And they're fucking hard.
I actually, I've gotten a couple of the Sigony ladies addicted to Picross now too. I first got Aaron addicted to it. I was talking with Aaron about it last weekend, and she was like, "I'm gonna download that." That's my Aaron impression.
All right.
Yeah. And so like, I get into the dressing room on Saturday, and KJ's there, and she's like, "I'm mad at you right now." And I'm like, what? She's like, I have been missing Aaron all week. Like, she is just absorbed into this game that apparently you told her about. And I'm like, well, we can get you addicted too. Like, this isn't a problem.
Yeah,
we're not going to help her problem.
We can all
we're
do
going
crack
to
together.
Get you
this
in
is
on
fine.
It.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, no. And then like a couple hours later, I'm talking with Aaron about it, and you know the puzzle aspect. And KJ's like, oh, it's a puzzle game.
Oh,
I'm like,
shit.
Yeah. And so, like, I walk her through it, and she's like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm like, no, do a few puzzles, and then suddenly it'll click, and you'll be addicted.
Yep.
Just try it for a little bit. It's fine. Like,
just
so now
tip.
I'm
the
getting...
first one's free.
Just for a second.
Yeah. So now
just
I'm
to
basically.
See how it feels.
And then it was Patton last Saturday night. I was playing it, and, like, he was asking about it. So now he's going to. So, you're patient zero, Salsa.
I've made peace with that.
Okay.
Yeah, typhoid salsa.
Typhoid salsa?
On a scale of
it's
1 to salsa.
It's typhoid Larry.
Yeah. Yeah. On a scale of 1 to salsa. 7.
Yeah. 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 Oh, also, the other thing that happened last week. Is that I don't remember if this happened the day of podcast or not. I had a nervous breakdown at work.
Oh shit.
More or less. I've been feeling overworked. And I actually counted up all of my allocations. Because you get like a certain number of hours that something should take you based on estimates of whatever. And I realized that through October and at least a good chunk of November, I have enough allocations for two of me.
So like, yeah, the estimates...
That seems fair.
The estimates are two.
I've seen your friend's schedule.
Fool me. This isn't even by choice. This is just, like, it's different if it's by choice.
This is just the pace you work at, so it makes sense.
Right.
No, this is the amount of work that has been put on my plate. It's not even, like, whatever. Like, I've been feeling overwhelmed. And it's I've been, you know, like, am I just doing poorly? Am I losing my mind? No, I'm legitimately overworked. Like, doubled me. Plus, I do more things than most of the other people in my position do. Like, I was asking around about that. Mm-hmm. They're like,
but
oh, you also do X? I don't do X.
Jenna, you're a woman. Don't tell her.
I just always imagine her like the Olsen twins on Full House, that there's one character but two actors.
That could be.
But in reverse. Right.
So,
because she has
two roles, but one Jenna.
Yeah.
It would be more like The Parent Trap, where Lindsay Lohan played two characters.
Mm.
Right.
Wait.
She's fighting herself.
Full House.
Yeah.
No, that's the opposite.
It's one character, two actors, as opposed to one actor, two characters.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Math is hard.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Most of your name is in that word. All right. Which should, by logic, give you an advantage.
James, go take a nap.
No, he did earlier. That's the problem.
That might be the
problem. Yeah,
yeah. So I did these calculations, and I figured all of this out. And I was going to have a conversation with my boss, like, because we have one-on-ones every Friday. And I was like, I'm going to have a conversation with him. And then I got news of something, and I just messaged my boss. I was like, I am 5 minutes from walking out. I am that done right now. And he's like, what happened? I'm like, you know my minion? He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. I was just told he's no longer working with me now. And he's like, what? I'm like, yeah. So the person that's doing all this other bullshit stuff that I'm not supposed to be doing in the first place, now I also need to do that stuff. On top of all the rest of this. I was like, I'm going to take a week off. Like, first week of October.
Good for you.
I'm like, I'm doing this. And he's like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then, like, a couple days later, he's like, so about that week. I'm like, I'm taking it. He's like, oh, okay, but we have a deploy coming up. I'm like, yeah, we always have a deploy coming
up. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that's the nature of your job.
If we don't have a deploy coming up, then I should go look for work elsewhere. Like, that's...
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, but it's really big and important. I'm like, they're all big and important. Mm-hmm. There will never be a good time for me to take a week off, which is why I haven't done so in over 2 years. So I'm going to go take a week off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I looked at everything. I'm like, this is probably the best chance I'm going to get for a while. And I know it doesn't feel like that, but it never feels like that. So I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm. Because the other option is me leaving entirely, and then you've got to deal with all future deploys by yourself.
Or losing your shit and just showing up to work and punching someone in the face.
Yeah.
Which, I work directly across from my boss's boss, so that's a real bad idea.
So that could be a very fun YouTube video.
Ooh, yeah, make sure there's a couple people that have cell phones out.
Cool. Like, we had that conversation. I'm like, no, dude, you do not understand this is happening. And he was like, okay. And, like, to his credit, like, I lost my minion, so he's trying to help me find other ways around this. One of the other managers volunteered to step in, which, by the way, was hilarious for this specific task. I went to show him how it's done. And he's like, okay, so, like, this will probably take, like, what, 15, 20 minutes? And I'm like, I blocked out an hour for a reason, dude.
Oh, shit.
And... we went through everything, and he's like, this is stupid. I'm like, yeah. He's like, it should not take this long. I'm like, you're correct. He's like, why is the tool built this way? I'm like, I'm not entirely certain it's the tool's fault, but how my company chooses to use it. But, yeah. He's like, why are there 7 checkpoints? I'm like, I don't know. Fucking, why are there 13 different fail points here? I don't know, man. Like, but here's what it is. He's like, this is awful. I'm like, yeah. Now you see why I'm losing my shit over losing this guy? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you volunteered. So I'm teaching him how to back me up for when I'm gone next week. And he's already having a nervous breakdown.
I predict you will have a coworker and another minion by the time you get back.
Oh, God.
I was about to say.
And a box full of messages.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
and a fucking box of flowers and arrays.
Yeah.
Because if that doesn't happen, it's a travesty.
Yeah. Oh. Well, she is a woman.
I know. I that was the other rant. I found out, like, I'm doing all this extra work. And I'm still, I am legit getting paid about 60 cents to the dollar.
Shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, and that happens. The further up in management you get, the greater the disparity. Mm-hmm. I can't talk.
Disparity.
Thank you, that word.
No problem.
But the greater that gets. And I'm just like, oh, I should be making X amount right now. So, yeah. Anyway. I didn't kill anybody at work is the moral of that story.
I have that trophy.
Can I have it?
I have that trophy. We're going to let you drink a Dr. Tiki out of it every episode.
Nice.
Yes. The I didn't kill anyone trophy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do enjoy that trophy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I could have used that trophy today.
Maybe I should bring two.
I kind of want to know this story, but I also kind of don't, just so that, like... Like the what is it, the plausible denial? Like,
yeah, plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Just so that when the jury asks, I guess the jury wouldn't ask. When the judge asks,
I know nothing.
Yeah,
I know absolutely nothing.
Where on this doll did the defendant punch you?
This doll doesn't have a taint.
You haven't seen the dolls that I've got, have you?
Okay.
No one needs to know about your dolls. Somebody, Kyle and I tell really awful limericks to our
pub
crawl now.
By the way, you son of a bitch.
And we wrote filthy limericks, and someone gave us the topic of the taint.
Oh.
And we each wrote an extraordinarily filthy limerick. Stop us and ask us for it sometime if you catch us out at Fest. We will gleefully share them. Yeah.
Far too gleefully.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, yeah.
These two on the screen.
Now I'm writing a taint limerick in my brain.
Uh-huh. So, as am I.
It's happening.
Yeah. I'm doing it, too.
I already know the punchline.
This is my goal, is to get a
Jenna,
to get a topic.
Wait, you've got
to
write it in the privy.
I wrote one about a privy, too. Yeah.
Did you write it in the privy?
Yes.
Nice.
Ode to a privy.
No, it was, I took a quick trip to the biff to let something out in a jiff. I heard the couple next door in situ amore.
Nice.
And now when I poop, I get stiff.
That's pretty darn good, dude.
That is really good.
That is really good.
I have heard that so many times, and I still can't help but
That is really fucking
that's
good.
That?
That's
no, like that, hold on.
Goddamn, James. Yeah,
thank you.
James.
Oh, it's like a 1980s inspirational film based
you
on a true story.
Oh, yeah, no, Molly Ringwald is here. You are a true poet.
I'm not giving you a clap.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
Yep, all right.
Since I don't see Molly Ringwald, I'll need Matt to put on lipstick with his boobs.
I don't know. I lost a lot of weight. I don't have a lot of boobs.
You did lose a lot of weight.
Yeah,
45 pounds.
Oh, yeah, you're looking well.
Are you on crack?
Nope. Just basically went vegetarian and stopped drinking. And not like gross vegetarian, but like, so when the boy comes over, he wants steak, I make a steak.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, I'm not going to inflict my idiot ideas on him.
No, that's right.
You're not vegan.
Like. No. But I eat smaller meals and.
I mean, I had to check because you do live.
You know how I can tell you're not vegan?
So.
I'm only just hearing about your change in diet.
Exactly.
Now.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's been a full fucking hour.
Yep.
Yeah.
But just being healthier. And the weight just poured off. Stress probably helped, but.
Yeah.
You know.
Or the not sleeping.
Sometimes that helps,
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's been nice. Actually, my knees don't hurt as much anymore. My back's much better.
Cool.
Like, a lot of that stuff.
You've decided to make the machinist a VR experience? Is that
basically.
What I'm...
Yep.
I feel like I'm the weird person that gets concerned when people lose weight.
No, I get it. But I am still kind of envious of his thigh gap.
It is weird.
You can fit an apple in
so
there.
So you can wear corduroys and not...
And not make any sound.
Oh my God, you're a ninja.
It is really weird. Yeah,
corduroy ninja is my new Led Zeppelin cover band.
Yeah.
But no, I went from about 215 to like I'm right around 170, 165.
Okay. Oh wow.
Holy so, shit.
I mean, I graduated high school at 155, so I'm way back from a place I haven't been for 20 years.
Right.
Yeah. So, no, it feels good. I dig it.
Yeah. I was like 190 in high school, and my goal weight is like 210.
Last time I weighed myself before Fest started, I was about 205 area.
Hmm.
And now that I haven't been eating much because Fest.
Fest, yeah.
because swords.
I'm interested. I'm actually... So, it's actually been kind of problematic because I don't eat all weekend. That I... At like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon rolls around and I go, oh shit, I haven't eaten like anything all day.
My first meal is usually somewhere around there because I've gotten used to eating so much less.
Yeah,
I generally just a late lunch is my first meal, and then a small dinner is.
There have absolutely been days where it has been like 3:30, and I've gone, I don't think I've eaten anything today, and then I have dinner, and that's it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just because my food circadian rhythm is I don't know what
whatever that is though.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's just so out of whack at this point.
But once you train your body that just because my stomach grumbles a little bit, I don't have to put something in my mouth. It's eventually you stop.
Well, I do, but it's not food.
Yeah, well, that's fair. But yeah, no, I just after like 2-3 weeks, the cravings go down, and you're just kind of fine.
He started by just putting like a single Brussels sprout on the end of the sword when he was
actually. So on Monday, we were at Lazarchik's house, and I was telling the story of one Saturday. I was outside front gate on the bridge, and did I tell this story on the podcast?
The chopstick?
The chopstick?
Yeah.
I did. Okay. So I was telling the chopstick story, and Eric Thompson looks at me and he goes, do you think you could, like, take a pair of chopsticks and, like, pick up a piece of food and, like, down the chopsticks?
Oh, God.
And then remove the chopsticks without the piece of food. And I went, well, now I can.
Right. I'm like, is this a Raiderly call?
It's by far not the dumbest idea he's had in the last 5
On a scale of 1 to salsa, this is like a 5.
That is actually much closer to how your esophagus is supposed to work. Food is supposed to work.
Exactly.
Right. Like,
yeah.
Chopsticks are supposed to go in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's maybe very not far, but near to...
And then we had another idea, which is way stupider, that probably will not pass the Raiderly test, but it was still a funny one.
Flying under the radar, Lee.
You're cut off.
Get out.
Also for the best.
Yeah, probably.
No, just go. Just leave. Get back here and make me booze. Get back here and make me booze.
Oh, okay. Right. I can do that.
The Jenna needs the booze.
Accurate.
A doctor.
In order to
doctor.
Put up with me? Absolutely she does.
Oh my God. Seriously. Oof.
Oh, okay. Oh, oh, shit.
Oh.
I forgot about this.
Oh.
On Sunday at the Feast of Fantasy, I made a woman cry.
Nice.
Oh, well done.
What? A couple High times. Five. It's really satisfying.
No.
No.
Performing.
Performing, or in her case, lack of performance.
Wise, learned old man.
I didn't know that they cried for that. I thought it was just a sigh of relief.
Yeah. Also,
well, they can't.
There's no sense of relief.
God damn
it. Come on. No, I do my whole routine.
I'm not gonna judge what you're into.
Yeah, I yuck my yum.
What 3 things do you buy at Walmart that you make worse by buying duct tape?
Chopsticks,
baby duct formula.
Actually, that's great for hangovers.
Oh yeah,
duct tape. Yeah.
It's because of all of the alum. So I'm at Feast of Fantasy. I do my whole routine. I swallow the sword.
Yeah.
I withdraw the sword and I'm doing my bows. And I look over, and this woman is, like, she has tears streaming down her face.
Oh, my God.
And she is, like, trying to catch her breath. And her friends are like, she is so fucking terrified that you are going to kill yourself that she couldn't handle it. She was so scared for my safety. That she was openly weeping, which I simultaneously am really, like, I felt bad and proud as fuck at the same time. Like, I didn't know how to, like, I gave her a big hug and I was like, it's okay, I'm a professional, I know what I'm doing, we're all good here. But yeah, she was genuinely terrified for my existence.
I mean, that is why it's an impressive thing, because most people would die.
I believe the rest of us who know you will be sending her a membership card.
I actually, there was one of the singing girls came over to us, like, after watching you do a thing, and she's like, I can't believe I just saw that. And I'm like, what? Like Casimir. I'm like, yeah, he does it. No. The sword came back up a little bit. I'm like, he just pulled it back. No, he wasn't touching it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I haven't seen that yet. So I'm like, she's like, I almost puked. Like, that's, like, when he's touching it, it's one thing. But when he's not touching it, it starts moving like that. Yeah.
Out of context?
I keep meaning to get over to the wine show earlier just to watch your show.
You should.
So you can see my new trick.
Fucking spectacular. I need to see your new trick. I haven't seen it yet. I feel like I haven't seen most of the things at Renaissance Festival this year. It's very weird.
I haven't either. I, like, my schedule is so fucking ugh that it's hard to just take some time to see anything. Yeah. Which,
yep.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. I mean, that's because we're actually working and not just fucking around like some people do.
See, I can't even call it that anymore, because when I was doing the puppet troupe full time, I would have called that actually working, because it was draining as hell and destroyed my body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I still had a good 3 hours a day to wander about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, even if I'm not doing a puppet shift at opening and closing gate like I am, because I'm a frickin' idiot. Just the stage shows alone destroys you so much harder than puppets ever did.
That is something that a lot of people do not realize, is just how exhausting a stage show is.
Yeah.
Because they look at you and you're going, you're doing 3 half-hour shows. That's an hour and a half of your day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, but you don't understand.
Yeah, it's the difference. Not
have accounted for is get fucked.
Yeah,
it's the difference between wandering the street and being on in an engaging, fun way for the entirety of your day versus being on at 110% so that you can engage an audience that doesn't want to be there.
Yeah,
for a half hour at a time, so intensely that you come off stage and collapse.
And I mean, my morning from opening cannon until 10 or 10:30 is doing street outside front gate. And then I do 6 shows in 4 hours. And at that point in time, I'm fucking done. Like, I am so exhausted. And I don't get the benefit of eating to recharge at all. So I'm just, it's so exhausting standing on a stage for half an hour and
I can't imagine
ripping a reaction out of people.
Well, and part of that thing, too, the mistake people make, are like, okay, that's 3 half-hour shows. That's an hour and a half of work. No, that's an hour and a half of facing an audience.
Yeah.
It's, depending on what you do, a half hour to an hour and a half before, and then a half hour to an hour and a half to 2 hours.
It's just like your 8-hour work day is also a half an hour of lunch during which you're trying to forget the other 8 hours, 15 minutes of pooping in the morning, 15 minutes of pooping in the afternoon, and then an hour drive on either side.
You have a very different day than I do.
I actually take 25 minutes in the morning and the afternoon, but that's me.
I think the best example of this for me was, we have a 3 o'clock, or sorry, 3:30 and a 5 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say poop time.
No. I mean, also,
don't you?
I once had a boss question me about it.
No, I often do poop in between those shows. But 3:30 and a 5 o'clock show. So I'm like, okay, 3:30 show gets done at 4. I have to be back at 4:45 for that last show. That's 45 minutes to be out on the street. This is going to be fun. I'm going to wander. I'm going to do stuff. And I can't.
No.
Nope.
There's no way in hell I could.
Mm-hmm.
In most most days this season, I have debated going to my tent and napping during that mm-hmm. time, yeah. which I have never done before in my 5 years out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But once I started doing Wise Fools, I would once or twice a day go down just 15 minutes, just lay down. And it wasn't too hot.
But, I mean, again, it was like you said, it was instead of a very kind of casual, passive, like, touch here, touch there, you know, just kind of, you know... It's this.
Have you been touching the patrons?
Yes, I have.
We all have. Let's be honest.
It's a half an hour of go.
I think.
You know, there's no.
Well, and you have to be bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best example I have is it's the difference between working a Saturday afternoon in retail versus mm-hmm. working Black Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A stage show is constant Black Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing with a stage show is that you are doing a constant push and pull mm-hmm. type thing on a very grand scale. You are mm-hmm. trying to pull them in. You are pushing entertainment at them. It's a very, mm-hmm. very, very tug of war type thing,
mm-hmm.
which is street entertainment. You're like, hey, want to play? No? Cool. I'll go talk to this guy 3 feet to your left. Yep. Like, you know, like mm-hmm. you don't have to have that struggle. You just find the ones that will play with you. And you're still mm-hmm. entertaining and you're still putting mm-hmm. forth energy, but you don't have to pull them in and you don't have to, like, shove out what you're doing mm-hmm. to make sure it projects as far as possible.
Street is a marathon and stage is a sprint.
Yeah. Mm.
Both are exhausting in their own different ways.
Yeah.
And
then you have the idiots like us that try and do both.
That do both, because
we
don't know how to fucking stop.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Did I tell you that I made use of something that I couldn't get the fuck out of my head?
Was like it a pen behind the ear?
2 years ago? That. Kyle was delighted, by the way.
I don't want to know.
But then, for some reason, 2 years ago, I had to write it down somewhere, so I put it on Facebook that the three stages of insect development are the larva, the pupa, and the Santa Maria. And... So then I, like, on Saturday this last weekend,
really
I couldn't fucking, I had nothing. I scraped the bottom of the barrel and no jokes came up. So I was like, well, you know, Kyle's character, the three stages of insect development are the larva, the pupa, and the Santa Maria. And he fucking lost it. And we have now been telling that to everyone.
That's a good joke.
Oh, my God.
Because it's just fucking dumb.
No.
Yeah.
Spare the kids.
Especially not the kids.
Oh.
They, yeah. No.
Like, I have goosebumps from the pain of that joke.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Not even kidding. Like, oh, wow, feel
that's
this.
Actually true.
Like, I legitimately do.
Well, that's weird. I love you. You're weird.
You might want to get that
checked.
That's
true.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. I need 25 minutes.
I need 2 minutes.
Are you going to go to your tent and sleep for 15?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. We'll be coming right back at you with episode 400.
Dun, dun, dun.
In just a few minutes.
Bum, 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 ba-dum. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna. Oh,
I'm Brianna.
And I'm Matt.
They figured it out.
You did it first last time. I was confused.
Well, they were kind of doing a round robin.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I don't understand what's going on.
Trapezoidal turducken.
I like it's it was more a of a Z. Rhombus.
No, it was a Z.
It's a rhombus.
No, it's a Z.
But the wild, math, so I'm pretty sure it's a rhombus.
Rhombus.
Not unless you go back to salsa.
Never go back to salsa.
Never well, back to salsa. No, I did actually remember.
Boom. Now salsa with the weather.
I did actually, yes. As a matter of fact.
Oh, shit.
We had fucking torrential rain on Thursday.
Yeah, we did.
Like, the sky fucking opened up. And our backyard doesn't have the best of drainage.
Mm.
And I went downstairs at one point and saw that there was water in my basement. Mm. My basement was flooding. And I went over to the wall, and I realized that it wasn't coming in through the wall. It was coming in through the window.
Oh, sure.
Like the window frame, the cracks in the window
frame. Until the sweat drops down your walls.
I was trying to find a way to work that out.
And yeah. I went outside, and my window well was full of water.
Oh.
Like, completely full of water. And it wasn't, like, putting a cover would not have helped because it was... My backyard was flooding because it was coming down faster than the water could absorb it, or the ground could absorb the water. And so the backyard was flooding, and it was water falling into the window well.
Shit.
And filling the window well. So I'm out there bailing water out of the window well for a good God knows how long. And then everything's good. And then I go back down about half hour later, and it's coming in again, and I look outside again, and the window well is full again.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Thankfully, that was about the point the rain stopped, but it was... It's time to get better drainage in my backyard.
Yeah.
So that's my story.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're saying you need groundhogs in your window well.
Yeah.
There's a groundhog.
Exactly.
In my window.
I'm just
going to
put them in there next time I see them.
Get a few prairie dogs.
Oh. Huh.
Perhaps some meerkats.
Ooh. Then they pop their little heads out and it's adorable. So I remembered a thing that happened this weekend. I did my final Ville performance on the Bear stage.
Ooh. Hmm.
I snuck out of Sigony. Which they saw and heard me going because Jingle Belt, but right. You know, wasn't the sneakiest of sneakies, but yeah.
Failed your stealth roll.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's just as challenging as doing a stealth roll in Shirley.
Yeah. Mm.
And yet we still somehow succeed.
Yes. Mm. But no, I did, and I hadn't been on Bear stage for, like, I don't think I made it out last season at all, either.
I don't think so. Mm-mm. It's been a couple years at least.
So, yeah, because I've been busy, you know, banging on a drum. And it was a little surreal, because I'm standing there, you know, waiting to go on. And I hear the drums start up in the feast hall, and I'm like, oh, I know exactly where they're at right now. Like, I could tell exactly where things were happening by the drum beats and everything. So it's a little surreal to be able to hear my other group happening while I'm performing with another group.
Oh, it's like bumping into your ex.
A little bit. But it was also like I had this moment where I'm like, Vilification Tennis was nominated for Best Act.
Mm-hmm.
And Sigony was nominated for Best Act.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, number one, I've got a 50-50 shot, you guys. Because like, there's only four nominations. Cheers to that. So, yeah. But...
Alley-oop.
Which means I'm not going to get either. But
yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
That's
only
that's
if it's one in a million.
It, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's thanks, Jessa. So anyway, but no. The other thing, it was just a little surreal being in that position of like, oh, my other group's going on. Oh, but I should be there. But I'm also, but I should be here. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to partner with Spencer, which was delightful because he was one of my amateurs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we went by Teacher's Pet for a team name.
Oh, nice. That's fucking nice.
Yeah. And he's delightful, and it was really easy to work with him because I taught him everything he knows. Oh, yeah. Mm. But yeah, and I got to do my four dicks in a joke insult, which made me really happy.
Which, out of context, sounds amazing.
Yeah, in context, it's pretty amazing too.
That's
okay. But yeah, and it was a little surreal. I'm like, because what's changed in 2 years? What's still the same? Like, I mean, there's always
things I'm in that, Bill now.
Mm. Well, yeah. I mean, there's that. But I mean, like, as far as like the opening patter and things mm-hmm. like that. I'm like, okay, so do we still do this thing? Do we still do that thing? What are we doing? Okay, cool. Like, you know, what is and isn't the same? And most of it was, but there were a few things where I'm like, oh, that's new.
Mm.
Like, and I don't know how new it is. So, but yeah, final performance on Bear Stage with Vilification Tennis.
Aww. Fun.
They sigh.
It was delightful. Also, we won.
Because...
Hmm. Yeah, we did. I was on that team.
You fucking stormed it. You got really good laughs from the audience.
Yeah, I did.
Mm. Nice.
It's because I shook my boobs at him.
Mm.
I mean...
Can't hurt.
Yeah, right? Every little bit. So, yeah. What?
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
What you been up to? Man, I haven't said that in a while.
I know, right?
I was on a while ago. When was that?
You were on...
In May.
May. Okay, what has happened since May? Wow. I guess not a lot of fun stuff. So yeah, like I think when I was here in May, I was just starting to try to work on mental health stuff.
You were doing that. You had just gone to the dentist.
Yep, I'd got the teeth pulled thing. Okay, yep. So I know about where we're at. So I was kind of working on that, but not well enough, apparently, because after a couple months, I basically just flipped out at work and kind of like shakily went to the bathroom, called my parents, and I was like, I got to do something. So I left work in the middle of the day. And went to a therapist and started doing more intensive stuff. Mm. And then my condo got sold at the end of that month, so I didn't have time to find new things. So I'm actually, like, have taken over the basement of my parents' house, so I'm the most cliche nerd living in his parents' basement thing.
So right. Your condo went through new ownership? Did that also, like...
The building I was in was doing about $5 million worth of upkeep, so the HOA payment was going up $900 a month.
Oh,
and if you're using that as an investment property, if your rent is, like, you are paying about $2,000, $2,100, how are you going to rent out a two-bedroom to somebody for $3,000?
I see.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So your rent skyrocketed.
He's like, I love having you here, but I would have to make up for that. You know, he's gotcha. Like, he's just trying to get out from under it. He's just trying to sell it. So I actually walked by it earlier today. I stopped by to hang out with Megan. And they're in there painting it and getting it all ready, so someone must have bought it.
Okay. But,
So that was short notice. So yeah, I'm down in Shakopee, which is my version of hell. But
right. I think it's not just your version
right.
of hell.
Like, but fortunately, I don't really ever have to go interact with the town. So you sure. know, right. my parents are about 5 miles out near the casino. So yeah, I actually have my own entrance and all that. The only things I have to actually separate for is to go upstairs and use the bathroom. Otherwise, I have everything else is self-sufficient in my spot. And you know, we had nice long conversations about how this is going to play out. It's just like. All right, so I have my space. If they never see me for 3 days, that's fine. You know.
Do you have a burner plate? Yes.
Yep. I got that in my little rice cooker, and that's about all I need to make all the food.
An open can of soup on it.
I haven't done that.
A piece of toast on a coat hanger.
Yet.
Yet. Yeah.
He is taking notes, though.
There is
yes.
experimentation that needs shit. To occur.
There's some other ideas I could work on. So yeah, but it's you know it's fine. The boy loves it because then when he comes over. He's got an entire forest, a little creek, a golf cart from the neighbors. So there's a lot more shit to do than just at my little apartment. So,
right.
And if he wants to see grandma and grandpa, he can do that.
And then,
too.
Yeah, he just runs upstairs and back and forth. So that was good. We made everybody steaks on Saturday this last weekend.
Nice.
That's what he wanted. So it's been good. It's a little weird. But so I finally actually today, I was on a leave of absence from work after I kind of left. And then just today, I actually finally sent the email to my boss and was like, I can't go back to that. I need to keep doing some stuff for me. And he's like, it's cool as far as I'm concerned. You left on good terms. You can come back here or any other Potbelly if you ever want. And I was like, that's cool.
Good.
So he was a really rad dude. You know, he put up with a lot of me trying to figure shit out before it kind of hit a breaking point. So on the lighter note, one of the things I tried last week, I'm looking at a potential career change that is a little more fulfilling because it is still relatively performative, which is... I don't miss doing theater, per se. I was wondering about how that would be when I stopped doing it.
Yeah.
I do like having a certain kind of interaction with people, though. And so I'm looking at doing a career as a pitch man. You know, I'm going to go to the state fair and to the grandstand. Yeah. They have all those guys hawking whatever. So I
took 10 days down in Kansas to learn a gig and try it. And, you know, I sucked at it for the first couple days, but once we get in about the middle of the week, I made more in 3 days than I did in 2 weeks at Potbelly.
Nice. So,
and just knowing you, that sounds like a fucking dream.
It's really fun. Yeah, it was really, really fun. You know, you get to, it's all reputation based, so you network with everybody around you. You help them out, they'll help you out. Mm-hmm. You learn who's kind of a douche. And, you know, I've got 8 or 9 phone numbers from people. They're like, well, if you're in my area and I got work, I'll give it to you. If I come up to you, let me know if there's something. So it's basically how far do I want to drive and how often. So I'm doing a couple more weekends. The next 2 weekends here is like Wisconsin and somewhere in Minnesota. And then a couple weeks after that, I'm just doing a Blaine. And that's just weekend like home and garden show shit. But, you know, it'll be interesting. So I'm going to give it a few tries. And if it seems good, then I can, like I said, work as much or as little as I want. Which would be nice. So that means like I could just say, hey, I don't want to book any shows in July. And then in the summer, I can just have the boy for a month.
Nice.
You know, something I've never been able to do.
Right.
So
right.
That would be pretty rad. So it frees up my schedule for that. So even like the last couple of days he's come over, there's never a hurry. Because usually we got to get to the show, so let's get dinner on the way. Or let's get back. Or, okay, we got to make sure we get you back to your mom on Sunday by 1 so that I can get back to wherever by 3 to get to the thing by 5. And now it's just whatever. We just hang. Yep. So like we're having fun. Like, all right, I'll text your mom when you need 2 more hours. And it's fun. So it's nice. It's a much more chill pace, which is not something I'm used to. So it's been good. I'm trying to like just, as Julia, I went and had dinner with her this evening. And she said, yeah, my impression was always that you just had as many plates spinning at a time as you could, which kind of is interesting, but also doesn't ever let you just kind of sit and reflect. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good. That's a good description.
I don't understand.
Yeah, you've lost me as well.
Right? And I was just like, yeah, like that was definitely part of it. I was
spinning a plate at the moment.
Right.
What just happened?
You know, but it's she was right, though. She's, you know, you were doing cool things that you enjoyed and were fun and productive and all that. But at some point, you have to be like, and I just didn't. Because my theory was always, I'll just work harder and it'll be fine, you know. But yeah, apparently not. So something had to give, so it did. But I'm looking forward to trying something different and, you know, getting my shit sorted. But, yeah.
So people who know this podcast know that this is the sort of thing that I fucking love. So the whole...
Plate spinning?
Yes.
Okay.
Just being like a state fair pitch man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was that experience like? And is it... how do I ask this? What?
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 What's that like?
On a day-to-day basis, how do you dog?
No, honestly.
I did find out that when I referred to us as carnies, a lot of the other pitchmen got pissed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're like, we are not carnies. We have all of our teeth. I said, I don't. And they're like, yeah, but we're not like doing sideshow shit. I'm like, want to see me pound a nail in my nose? And they're like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. Okay, we are not carnies.
Wait, no. Important question. Did you?
It was in my backpack back at the booth. But yeah, it was... People were really cool to talk to. But yeah, like, there is a striation of... like kind of like you see at Fest. There's, like, the games, or there's CKC or whatever. So there's... The pitchmen all kind of know each other and work together. The carnies and, like, the ride operators all kind of hang, you know? And then you've got your local vendors that are, you know, from Bob's Spas. And, like, they all kind of know each other. And so there's little, like, gossip circles kind of all over the place because everybody's kind of working the same angle. Mm. So basically, when I got started, I'll tell the story. I was over at a friend's house, and his sister-in-law stopped over. And we were all just chilling. So she sat down. We're making jokes and having fun. And she's like, you know, my husband does pitchman work. If you're looking for a career change, I think you'd be really good at it. You're really funny. Like, you're engaging. And I was like, I don't know about that. And my friends were like, oh, my God, that makes perfect sense now. You should absolutely be doing that.
It absolutely does.
And so, but I was very nervous about it. So, you know, we keep talking and we're, you know, trading insults and shit. And she gets a really good burn in on me. And I go, well, that is the funniest possible thing any of us are going to say tonight, which means I have nothing further to do here. So I'm out. And I get up and I walk out. And they're laughing their asses off. And then I go to my truck and I get in my truck and I start and I go home. So about 10 minutes after I left, I get the phone call. Where are you? I'm driving home. Yeah, but I can't imagine you're actually mad. No.
Then why are you going home? It's funnier if I actually go home. God damn it. And then the next day I called her husband and we chatted a bit. So then he has a booth at the farmer's market in Minneapolis. Mm. So I went there a couple days to kind of watch how it worked and see, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I bought one of the things, took it home and made a bunch of meals with it to make sure I didn't think I was selling bullshit. And I was like, all right. And so the first big test was to head down to Kansas City. So we get there. He shows me how to set up the booth. And, you know, I'm doing spiralizers. Spiralizers and a knife set thingy.
Okay.
And so basically it's, okay, here's your butternut squash. Here's your cucumbers. Here's your zucchini. Here's your carrots. Here's how you demo them. And then here's how you let the other people try it. You know, like, don't let go of it so no one drops it and shit. Like, just hold on to it and have them just do the thing. And okay, and then he'd kind of go through the pattern. So the first day, I basically just watched him from 9 o'clock till maybe 4 or 5 in the afternoon. And he's like, "You want to give it a shot?" And I'm like, "Okay." And I was meek and didn't know what I was doing. And I'm like, mm-hmm. my hands are just shaking, and I'm just sucked at it.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
And so, you know, it was. Ugh. And then the next day, it was like, okay. And then we did a little more. And he's like, okay. And we kind of started tracking if I actually got sales. And I think that first day, maybe got 10. And then
it's by day better than nothing.
Yeah, by day three, we were doing an hour on, hour off.
Okay.
And doing pretty well. And then by day four, he and I were selling the same amount each day.
Nice.
So after that, he's like, "Oh, then fuck it, we'll just split the take every day."
Awesome.
And so I'm like, cool, that's less paperwork. But yeah, you go from just like, hey, okay, so it does to, okay, okay. All right, what's the most common thing everybody peels around the house? It's potatoes. So here's what we got here, tap, tap. Because that gets attention from people walking around.
Right.
So, if you start with this side and you're peeling your potato, you can go either direction, front or back. Now, if you got the eyes still sticking in it, this little doodad on the side here, you can dig them out just like that. That way the rest of the potato doesn't see it coming. Now, that same side we used to... that same side we used to peel it, now you can do it like this, and you go in smooth motions. You get a relatively equal thickness, great for making your own potato chips if you got a deep fryer at home. Or if you like, keep it on the potato, go back and forth, and get a ribbon cut, which is great for your au gratin or your scalloped potatoes. Now, we flip the tool over, and now we're making hash browns. Here. And then you do a carrot, and you do a zucchini. Mm-hmm. And you go, all right, here's a butternut squash. Normally, we have to put this in the oven for about 2 hours to get it soft enough to even cut into. Here's what we're going to do instead. We're going to take this side of the tool, and we're going to take all that skin right off, just that easy. And then we flip it over, and now you've got this that you can put on salads. It makes a great slaw. Or if you like it, you can cook it as pasta. You just put it in your pan, about a minute, minute and a half, a little butter, a little garlic, meal's ready. You put some Texas toast in the oven with that, and you're good to go. And that's what you learn to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the whole pitch is 2 minutes. And you just keep, and if you keep getting people coming up, you just keep rolling the pitch.
Right. So how much of that is taken from other pitchmen, and how much of that is you?
I stole the potato eye joke from another guy I saw.
Okay.
Like the whole how to make your dinner thing is a bit of me, a bit of John.
Okay.
There are other little things. I can't remember them all offhand. They'll come to me, I suppose, when I do it again. But yeah, there were things where he'd be like, "That's funny. I'm going to use that." And okay. So
So stealing is a pretty common.
Yeah, because we're both working towards the same goal.
Thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know,
because
he and I are selling the same product.
Okay.
You know, like if the guy next to me has a really good line, but they're doing something totally different, I probably wouldn't because I don't want to steal his deal.
Okay,
I would treat it that way.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
But like now, this next weekend, because I was doing well enough at the last show. We'll actually have two different booths. He'll be selling a different product, and I'll just be selling what I did before because that's the one I know how to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so now instead of splitting the take, I get the take.
Okay.
For that booth, he gets the take for his booth. So, you know, I'll have less days but a higher cut. So
cool.
It should be fun.
Hmm.
We'll see. But yeah, it's fun because once you get into the rhythm of it, you're like, oh, these are the guys I like to watch. Like,
no, absolutely. So like, going to the State Fair, that is just fascinating. Watching,
I always go through the
watching,
stand.
Watching yeah. that Billy Mays thing happen, where it's just well, and you were just doing it here. It was just like you immediately popped into
the
it.
Pattern.
It was,
yeah,
it
well,
was,
it's the guy I'm working with, his
and because you had the hand motions and everything.
Yeah,
like
his
that.
Former partner
visual
trained Billy Mays.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys come from the
oh
level above
God.
Him because they've been doing it for 35-40 years.
Right.
So like, he likes, you know, the OxyClean guy. I'm like, yeah, everybody knows the OxyClean guy. He's like, yeah, we trained him. He's like probably the most successful pitch man of all time, you know,
right.
And they're just like, yeah, but it's a lot of these guys that would be, you know, 35, 40, 45 years in the business. Mm-hmm. It's like Fest. You just kind of go sit at their knee and ask questions politely and then shut up. And once they realize that you're giving them that level of respect, and also I learned if I told them I was almost 40, then they would open up and talk to me and give me little tips and secrets.
Because when I walk up with my, you know, shitty haircut and tattoos and stuff, they're like, oh, you're the new guy. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's, I'm trying to, you know, learn what I can. And they'd be like, okay, and they'd be a little cagey. And then I'd talk to someone else, and I'm like, yeah, you know, it's fun. Like, it sucks to be away from my kids. They're like, oh, you got kids. I'm like, yeah, I got a daughter who's 19, son who's 12. They're like, oh, you don't seem that old. I'm, you know, 39. And they're like, oh, and now it's like, oh, you're an adult that has responsibilities.
Right.
You need to get good at this. Mm-hmm. And then they'd share more with me. So I learned to work in my age in the first three sentences.
Oh. You're not somebody who's going to quit this to go work at Valley Fair.
Exactly. Right. I'm not going to just fuck off because I'm going to go back to college. Right. So
when you're doing that, how much is that just the standard patter, and how much improv comes into it?
You can do whatever pitch you want as long as you're... kind of covering the basics. You have to make sure you're actually teaching people how to use what you're doing.
Okay.
But if you want to say a totally different stuff, as long as you're demonstrating it properly, that should be fine. You know, adding in jokes and whatnot is cool. Finding different ways to bally is fine.
How much are you actually interacting with the people as opposed to talking at them?
Pretty quickly, you're actually interacting with them.
Okay.
You know, there's just the simple, like, you know, fastest and easiest spiralizers in the world right here. You know, peel a potato and under and little shit like that. And then someone kind of goes, huh. And then you go, look at this. And you start making noodles out of a zucchini. Mm. And then you can put them, and you have piles of everything you've got in the front. So you drip those on the pile. And then if they walk up, you can go, here, check it out. And you hand them the thing, and you hold up the carrot. And then they can try it.
Okay.
Like, see how easy that is? Nothing hard about that. They're like, no, that's actually way easier than I thought. I'm like, all right, zucchinis and carrots, both relatively soft vegetables. Here's something that's known for being hard. Butternut squash. Thump, and you go into the little thing I did.
Okay.
Peel that. Hand it out. Then you can do the potato if you need the
clothes. So the patter is more of the foot in the door.
Yep.
And then you really kind of customize it to the person.
You can tweak it for the person. And some people, as soon as they say, like, oh, this is amazing, you go, all right, then, if you like... 1 for 20, 3 for 50, or if you like, we also have this thing. You know, sometimes you got to cut something and it's not going to be turned into noodles or made into hash browns. You got to cut something else. So remember that butternut squash we peeled earlier with this knife, and you just go thunk. It's like a scissors, and it just cuts it right in half.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they're like, whoa. And they're like, okay. And I'm like, but you know, sometimes you have to cut something a little bigger than that. Let's say you're making your steaks, your chops, and I grab something and I just, you know, you have to have pretty good knife work. But I've done enough restaurant time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, no, here, you know, try it yourself, and you hold out something like a big-ass carrot or potato, and they'd snip it in half like you're cutting paper. I'm like, oh, it actually is that easy. And like, I always give it to the oldest person that is standing out there, because they're always like, well, I'm not going to be able to. I'm like, trust me, you will. Like, my mom can do this. So, you know, then once they... As soon as you get someone to demo it, it basically goes. Okay. And when someone else sees someone else do that, you often get two or three at a time, and then when someone sees someone buying, more people come up.
Turning the tip. So,
you just keep turning the tip. Yep.
Awesome.
So...
How much... produce do you go through in a day?
A lot. We have to go to restaurant supply levels. So we're buying, I think we brought down for 10 days, 4 20-pound bags of carrots.
Holy shit.
And these are the big ass carrots.
Yeah.
I want to say 12 cases of butternut squash, which is probably 6 to 8 per case.
Wow. This is actually why he's a vegetarian now, because it's free.
We lucked out because some of that stuff he's
right.
No, we lucked out some of that, because there's always some stuff left, but if you have a week between shows, it's going to go bad.
Yeah.
But some of the folks that were across the way from us were local, and they're like, we can take all that to the food shelf. We're like, fucking dope. So we gave them like a dolly's worth of fresh produce.
Holy shit. Wow.
But yeah, you know, probably another... I'd say we probably went through... Oh, you do, like, limes and stuff. So you go through, I don't know, 40 limes, whatever, something like that. 12 to 16 cases of zucchini. A couple cases of cucumber a day.
Wow.
You know? But, yeah, you fly through it. So we stopped at restaurant supply. He had a little bit of stuff left over. Went and got stocked up. And then went to the grocery store basically every night to get something we were running low on.
Hmm.
So you go through a lot.
And part of that is just having connections and...
And then, yeah, like, I guess you have to have some kind of restaurant... something to be allowed to go to the places like that. It's kind of like having a Sam's Club, something like that, where you're like a vendor. So he has whatever that is. So if I end up doing this more on my own, I'll have to apply for whatever that is myself, because otherwise you go to Walmart or Big Lots or Super Target and shit like that.
You're going to push through the double doors into the restaurant supply, and the dog will stop playing the piano.
Yep. Record scratch.
Yep.
So, but it is not... mechanically difficult to perform all the functions, but it's all about how engaging can you be.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah, it's a show. The bally is key, it's I'm sure.
Yep.
So I don't know if we want to get too far into this, but as far as the bally goes, like, Are there any tips or tricks or things like that that you can, like...
Well, one is make sure you're saying something. I also found that if I tap something loud on the cutting board while I'm talking, because people will, they learn to kind of tune out all the people yelling at them.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm like, you know, thunk, thunk, and then say something, like the thunk is what has me like, oh, is everything okay? Oh. You know, so I'll tap, because all the shit I have is metal and stainless steel.
Right.
So it's just, you know, bang, bang, like a gavel. And then people kind of turn to look. And then once you got eye contact with someone, it's impolite for them to look away before you finish your sentence.
Mm.
So that will hold most people. And then the other thing is people would walk by and be like, oh, I've got a spiralizer. Well, do you have a spiralizer or do you have one of these? Do you have one of those, like, the big ones you attach to your KitchenAid mixer? Do you have the little, like, the twisty ones or the big crank?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, I've got the KitchenAid mixer one. Check this out. Take the zucchini. Now, I'm already peeling a plate full of zucchini noodles, and you probably still haven't gotten all the attachments on your KitchenAid mixer.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got them.
Yep.
So it's, you can find way. And I learned that one from my boss, where, like, turning it from a, no, I've got one. Well, do you have one or do you have this? And it's just like finding that hook, because then they kind of go, well, and they have to look to see what it is. And as soon as they pause, you just start using it.
Right.
And you're right into your cell.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah, it's really fun. And I'm still not good at this.
Salsa's having an orgasm right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, I could talk about this for hours.
He's going to ask you to give him a call later and describe it slowly to him.
Well, in middle of October here, I'll be doing a couple shows in just Blaine. So you could always swing by.
Yeah,
and just watch him for hours.
I absolutely will.
He's going to be standing behind the faux shrubs of the neighboring booth.
Yes,
because Mark Lazarczyk and I have talked about this in the past. How much we standing just absolutely love watching
masturbating
pitchmen.
To things.
It's really great.
Like watching a pitchman do his job when he's just good at it is just a magical thing.
Yeah, whenever I took a break, it was grab something to eat if I was hungry, and then just watch another booth and just see what they were doing, you know? Mm-hmm. And then if it like looked like they were good, then go up and let them demo it for me so I could see the full thing, you know, and have them like, okay, like, here's how this shoe shine thing works. Here's how this whatever works, you know, this balance thing that's supposed to be good for your thighs or whatever, like, you know. But yeah, just trying to watch as many things as I could. So.
Oh, God, I could talk about this for hours. But we should probably...
We should probably move on.
We should. So,
Butts?
Butts. No, not butts. Something
I like
that
big
tastes
butts.
Much better.
Coffee?
We could talk about coffee.
Oh, I love coffee.
I believe we should.
Coffee's really good. Some coffee's good.
You know what kind of coffee is good?
Fresh coffee?
Good coffee.
Good coffee is good.
Good coffee. A equals coffee.
Yeah, do you know... That's very Randian of you.
Thank you. Oh.
Do you know where you can get good coffee?
From restaurant supplies?
A good coffee place.
Oh.
Okay.
Can you get that off the internet?
Yes, you absolutely can.
I mean, I don't like leaving the house. Will they just deliver it to me?
They absolutely will. Your name will be stamped on the bag.
It's personalized.
Wow. Right. On the bag itself?
Right, along with a roasted on date, which will be very recent. To let you know
usually,
just
like,
how
the
fucking
day
fresh it is.
But in the summer, it's too hot for me to really want to drink hot coffee very often. What do I do then?
I suggest Cool Brew.
Ooh, what's that?
It's even more caffeinated, but also cold and delicious.
And what magical elixir is this?
What?
Well, it's coffee, but it's brewed coolly and has more caffeine and is delicious.
Where can I get this, James?
Lots of places, but the place that I suggest is True Stone Coffee, because of all of the different cool brews that I've tried, I have enjoyed theirs the most.
True Stone Coffee, you say?
Yes.
True Stone Coffee? Where are they located?
They are online at truestonecoffee.com.
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 Is it True Stone Coffee or True Stone Coffee?
It's True Stone Coffee.com.
Okay.
.com.
Cool. Hey, but what if I don't have a lot of money, James?
That's perfect, because they don't ask for a lot. And even better, you can make it cheaper than they're already asking by using the promo code...
Apropos!
Yeah, yes! But it's apropos flavored.
Yep.
You just made me all the happy.
Hey, James, what if my torso is cold?
May I suggest covering it
with
fabric of some ilk.
Can I cover my torso with fabric of some ilk while also advertising a amazing coffee place?
I wish you would.
You guys, I'm cutting this pitch right now. Okay, Truestone Coffee has
we
some...
We are not...
No,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
Hey, don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt me. Done with you. No, Truestone Coffee...
spiralizes.
I'm interrupting this to say Truestone Coffee really has amazing fucking t-shirts. Fucking do. They're so fucking comfortable, you guys.
No,
seriously.
No, they're not just comfortable.
Seriously.
They're soft.
They're so good.
So fucking soft. Good.
They are motherfucking comfortable.
They really are.
Hey, man.
Anyway.
If you were pitching Truestone at a trade show...
Oh,
how would you do it?
Ladies and gentlemen, when you get out of bed in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Okay, after that, you probably want a cup of coffee. Now, there's a lot of places you can get coffee. Most of us grew up probably drinking the coffee that our parents had, usually in a tin, Folgers, something like that. It'll get you going. It's got the caffeine, but it's a bit of a chore in and of itself. And what you want your coffee to do is help you get ready for your day of chores. It should not be a chore in and of itself. Now, let me suggest to you, when you go to the grocery store to buy vegetables, do you look for the oldest, most withered apple, or do you buy the fresh apples? Of course. You're all smarter than me. You do better than I do at the grocery store, I'm sure. Now, why shouldn't your coffee be just as fresh? Truestone Coffee roasts more frequently than you'd find any of those things in a can that are shipped and vacuum sealed. In fact, when you get your bag, it will have a roasted on date right there for you. But it's the middle of July, you say. Don't I know it. However, we have a solution for that as well. If you're going to be spending a day doing yard work and you don't want to start your day with a hot cup of coffee before you go out in the 80-degree heat pushing a lawnmower, get yourself a cold press. It comes in these little bottles, extra caffeine for the extra hard, hot days in the sun. Now, how much is that all going to cost you? Blank.
Oh, God damn it.
Right?
That was sexy.
That was really good. That was really fucking good.
I would have to polish that.
I feel like...
Well, clearly, but it's still a solid...
I feel like I just poured cool brew into my wang.
Just being a very selfish improviser and not getting other people a chance to speak.
Yeah, basically.
Cool.
I don't do improv, but I bet I can... No, never mind.
But I'll bet I can be selfish?
But I know I can be selfish. Are you kidding me?
I like it, though.
All right.
Hey, so we should do... Anybody got a shout-out?
Yeah.
What's your shout-out?
I want to have a shout-out to Walmart for being open super late and having fabric that I could use as mosquito netting.
Ooh.
Mm.
Good shout-out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
just that.
Being fucked up with mosquitoes all the time, constantly.
I'm going to do a quick shout-out to the Twin Cities Horror Festival, which is approaching quickly and just had their schedule go up yesterday, the day before.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
So, for those either local or will be local at that time, you can find your schedule there, make your choices of what you'd like to see. I recommend everything, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we are still looking for volunteer ushers. You can work as many or as few shifts as you like, and whatever shift you're working, if you like, you can go see the show for free during that shift.
Nice.
So, it's always great. So, if you're short on cash... You know, this is an awesome opportunity to go in and see all the shows for free if you want. And you can do it, like I said, as many nights as you like. And for that, you actually contact me because I'm the volunteer coordinator. So you can email me at matt.alex, A-L-L-E-X, @gmail.com and just put, TCHF or something in the subject line so I know it's not spam. And I'll get back to you and find out what your availability is. Oh, also, Horseshow Hot Dog will have our short film festival there again.
Yay!
Awesome. Yay!
Yep.
Yay!
Speaking of shows, I've got a shout out for Foul Play, an improvised Agatha Christie, coming to Bryant Lake Bowl this October. I will be performing in that 7 o'clock Fridays and Saturdays, the first three weekends of October, Bryant Lake Bowl on Lake Street.
Nice.
Good. Got one, Jenna?
I have a shout out for Electric Blankets.
Good.
I just really like them.
I can't wait to be able to pull mine out again.
I keep my electric blanket on my bed all the time, but I don't always have it plugged in.
Yeah.
So, like, I just moved, like, a month ago, and it just started getting cold, and I was like,
I made sure that went in one of the boxes that I had ready to hand.
Yeah.
Because that someday I'm just going to be like, nope, this is the night.
Yeah. No, and it was...
Oh, yes.
I haven't actually figured out the heat in my place yet. Mm. Not that we've really needed it, but it's... Next week
it's
I have
reaching that point.
Yeah. Next week I have off, and so we'll figure that out next week. Yeah. But in the meantime,
Jenna, can we watch Steven Universe under an electric blanket?
Yeah. No, this is going to happen.
I feel like that is.
Yeah. This is
the best.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
We're all gonna cuddle. I got
and make waffles.
God, I have a second shout out.
Okay.
Love sack.
Oh yeah,
baby. Love sack.
I got a love sack lounger.
That's where it's at.
And it is so amazing. So yeah, we can watch Steven Universe on the love sack with an electric blanket.
Decadent. It's almost womb like.
Oh. Oh my god.
Oh baby. Love sack.
Love sack. Baby love.
That's where
sack.
It's at.
But yeah, mostly electric blankets because, again, with the perimenopausal, like it's either hot flashes, at which point, you know, I don't want any blankets, or it's chills, at which point I want everything. Mm-hmm. Mm. But that electric blanket, oh my God. Oh, no, it actually keeps me warm when I'm chilling with the hormones. So, yeah.
I'm going to give a shout out to a good pair of leather gloves.
Ooh. Ooh. Nice. Fucking yeah.
Uh-huh. It was a cold weekend this last weekend at the Renaissance Festival. And none of the leather shops have gloves anymore.
Nope.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Not one of them.
Yeah.
Because I have, for years, I have been wanting to get a pair of leather gloves, and I've just never done it for some reason. And on this weekend, I went looking for leather gloves, and not a single shop had them.
Weird.
I got the same answer from like three shops. The person who used to make them retired.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because the stitching was too small for her to do anymore.
Right.
And so I need to do some online shopping for leather gloves.
I actually
and
I have a recommendation.
Really regretted not buying them earlier.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So get thee a pair of good leather gloves. Mm-hmm. Don't wait.
I've actually like I did. Purchased multiple pairs for many people because they're fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hey Dr. Nick.
How about a Fast Five?
Fast Five!
For those that are new to this, a Fast Five is you. That's right, you, the dear listener, sends us two emails. The first one contains nothing but five choices. We do not know what these choices mean. We only know that we have to pick one of them. And it is after we have made all of our choices that we open up the second email and find out if we like our answer or if we regret everything in our lives.
Who is right?
And who is dead?
Today's Fast Five comes to us from Mr. Mud.
Yay, Mud!
Yay, Mud!
Question number one. Red or green.
Fuck.
I would like to take a personal moment to say fuck you.
That's pretty good.
Son of
a bitch. Green means go.
Jewel tones. I don't care what the color is, but I like jewel tones. Let's see.
Oh.
I like fire, so red.
But ruby. Yeah.
See, I'm going to have to go with red because otherwise I feel like the improv theater that I'm most closely associated with will cast me out and burn me alive.
And then there's that other performance company that you're a part of that also uses red.
I mean, yeah, they kind of like me too.
Yeah. I'm going to go red just purely on like, what's your favorite color?
Yeah, that also is a thing.
And it's not my favorite, but it's right up there.
I also look good in red. I look weird in green.
I actually
look really amazing like green.
Yeah, you do. I don't.
Your button hat
is green.
Yeah, my button hat is green, and my bodice is yellow and red.
Well, fair.
So yeah. There.
Yeah, take that, Jay. Your traffic light.
I know. It's intentional.
I'm going to say green. Because I've been doing a lot of decorating with red lately, and I just realized exactly how much red I've got going on, and I need some variety in that shit.
Fair.
So I'm currently looking for a forest green rug carpet thing. That may or may not be going in my media room. Still need to talk to the roommate about that and make sure we're on the same page, but
Brussels sprouts are green.
They are.
And they're delicious.
Delightful, yeah.
Yeah.
Question number two, black or white?
Black.
Black.
Look, it doesn't matter.
I hate you so much.
Spoken like someone with privilege.
What?
Oh.
Nice. That might have been the first time that joke was actually good tonight.
That was, actually.
Hooray.
Well done.
I'm going to say black because I'm an annoyingly freckled, fair-skinned creep who looks ghostly if I put white
on. I'm very, very similar in that regard. We might have the red-green difference, but yeah, do not look good in white.
The red-green difference was a super weird public television show.
I refuse to get married in white. Not because of, like, symbolism or purity or anything, just because I look like shit in white.
Me too. Yep.
Almost no one looks good in white. Like, it's not a good color for a lot of people.
Oh, there are people.
There are skin tones.
I've seen.
Yeah, oh, sure, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also going to go with black. Oh, sorry. I am going to also go with black because white gets dirty way too easy.
Yep.
That also sucks.
That's the big thing.
Walking around at night, I would much rather let my eyes adjust to the darkness than have a fucking flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I do too.
That's a stretch, but also an awesome interpretation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Question number 3, red or yellow?
Ooh.
I'm going to go with...
If you're safety services, that's not much of a choice.
I'm going to go red, favorite color of fruit.
Oh.
Ah.
Unlikely, but that's what I'm basing it on.
But bananas are like funny.
They are, but most of the fruit I'd rather eat is red.
Huh.
Still going to go with red, and my reason is I don't have one.
Huh. On a hot dog, I am much more likely to put ketchup on it than mustard.
Oh, I'm much more likely to put mustard on things.
I do both.
Yeah.
Jalapeno mustard is fucking amazing.
Jalapeno mustard is a delight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I'm going to go with red, because yellow just reminds me of pee.
Fair.
That's awesome.
Good reason.
Huh. Good gut reaction.
All right, question number 4. White or tan?
Ugh.
I generally prefer white bread to wheat bread.
I generally prefer wheat bread.
I like cottage bread. What is that?
It's more white.
I think it's more white.
I mean, that's like white on the outside and tan on the inside.
Have you had English muffin bread?
I love that.
It's the fucking best.
Yeah, that's like...
It is the way.
I prefer winter to summer, so I don't get tans. My skin stays white.
So... I'm going to have to say tan on this one, actually, because white can distinctly contrast everything, whereas tan goes with everything.
Mm.
Hmm. I'm going to go with the same reasoning, but the opposite answer.
Ooh.
Because I forget what commercial it was, but it was something where one of the things was like, you know, if you get a committee of people to do something, they're all going to decide beige. Because it's the only one everyone can agree on, whereas white, at least you've made a stark choice.
Yeah, but it only works before Labor Day.
I mean, my iPhone still works.
As an aside, like apropos of absolutely nothing, but have you noticed?
You said the name of the show.
What have you noticed on like denim jeans and stuff? They'll have like the khaki tan colored stitching.
I like the tan stitching better than the white.
Do you know why?
Hmm? No.
They'll also use this trick for upholstery. Your eyes will see right past it.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, and see, I noticed.
So you don't
like
have to worry about matching the color to the denim.
Oh.
I noticed the tan or gold stitching more than I notice white stitching, because white just blends into me. The tan or gold seems fashionable.
So it depends on how dark your denim is.
It's also just a trick of the eye in general, where most people, like, they'll use, like, tan khaki colored stitching on upholstery, like on the when they're trying to hide the inside bits.
That makes sense.
Specifically because eyes have a tendency to just look right past it. Yeah.
Interesting.
Hmm. Choose tan because of Futurama.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 5, clear or colored?
Is sparkle a color?
It racist?
Clear?
Colored. God.
No, so maybe I'm wrong. This is totally contacts, and I'm going to go clear or colored, because clear contacts are boring. I want the like shiny, sparkly contacts.
Oh, interesting.
See, I'm going booze. Do you want vodka or rum?
Oh, I'm going bottles. And I like things that come in.
Oh, pretty color bottles.
Dark bottles.
Ah, shit. So many good options.
I'm going with clear. I like gin and vodka.
I like my water with a little bit of flavoring. And not just plain water. Like, I like the Mio squirts and stuff like that.
I'm still, Even if this comes down to booze, I'm sticking with colored because I enjoy drinking rum straight versus vodka needs to be mixed.
Mm. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Nope. Good vodka.
Good vodka does not need to be mixed.
No. Go to Moscow on the hill sometime.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Are you going to take
me? We still need a field trip.
Wait, yeah, he took me nothing
because I had
trip.
The same
Take me, Salsa. Yeah. Take me.
Oh, I will take you.
Oh,
take her now.
Whoa. No, they're closed right now.
Take me, Remnar.
No, if anybody says take me to Moscow on the hill, yes, because I also get to go to Moscow on the hill.
After we donate blood?
I'm unemployed right now.
Oh my god, you guys.
I have a flexible day job. Take me with.
I'm off
work next week.
Colored as well. Also, if we're talking about the colors of beer bottles, your average good beer is in a colored bottle.
Yep.
Yeah. Your average shit beer
because the light,
clear.
Same. Yep. The light ruins the beer.
Yep.
All right. So
whereas the ones in clear bottles, really, there's nothing to ruin.
Them. Yeah.
Switching over to the context, and we have question number one.
Wait,
red.
Is that already five?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Question one: red or green? Five. Which enchilada sauce do you prefer?
Green.
Shit.
Oh.
No, I'm sticking with red.
I'm going to stick with red.
I usually
salsa verde.
Yeah, well, I love salsa verde. But yeah.
Honestly, if you have the classic enchiladas from a true Tex-Mex, which I have been schooled on what a true Tex-Mex is from somebody who lived in Austin, the brown is the correct choice.
Oh,
interesting.
Good to know.
So halfway between.
I'm going to have to switch to red because I'm a Minnesotan.
And ketchup is spicy.
It's not, but
no,
the next level up from ketchup is.
Right.
So
also, I just need to Chico Carlucci. That was for you.
Nice.
Question number two: black or white? Do you prefer the cookie or the cream of the Oreo when ate separately?
Hmm.
Does anybody actually do that?
I do.
Oh, yep. Absolutely.
I prefer really? The cookie.
If I'm so dunking, they stay together. If I'm eating them dry, I peel them apart.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore, but I used to.
I don't know if I've
when
ever
I was
pulled
younger,
an Oreo apart.
I think when I was younger, I was much more of a cream girl. Yep, phrasing. Now I think if I had to choose between the two, it'd probably be the cookie itself.
The fact that I can go with, like, the thin Oreos now, like,
oh,
whatever,
shit,
right?
Yes.
I'm going to say I have to go with the black because I love the cookie of that. That gets rid of most of the frosting.
I only buy double stuff.
The extra thin pistachio ones are my fucking favorite.
The extra thin.
Wait, pistachio?
Yeah, they have
what the
pistachio
fuck?
Thins, and it is a cookie experience.
Why have I not had this? Feed me.
Yeah. Yeah, next time we watch cartoons.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do not pull them apart, but I think I'm going to have to go with Matt as I prefer the double stuff. So I'm going to go with cream.
There you go.
All right, question number three, red or yellow? Do you like a yellow or red watermelon more? Is it yellow watermelon, I think?
I've never had a yellow watermelon.
So it's...
I don't really do watermelon.
It's a genetic variation.
Not, yeah, I don't like them either.
So it's supposedly has a more fruit based consistency as opposed to the sweet and sugar or more nutrients or something. I'm still going to say red because why would you take a watermelon, the juiciest, sweetest of all fruits, and make it more nutritious?
Because watermelon is terrible.
Like the flavor of yellow melon.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't really...
Yeah, but I also, like, I'm... bought
there's
a car that's a stick shift, and I prefer a revolver to an
adorable.
Automatic. And
it is pretty adorable.
I like my life on hard mode, so...
Yeah. Never had yellow, so I guess
I very much so want to try yellow now.
Yeah, I would very much like to try
it. Because I'm not a huge fan of red. Like, I'll eat it, especially if I'm, like, dehydrated on a hot day.
It's got a flavor, but it doesn't have, like, a... ton of flavor.
It really, watermelon to me tastes like something that was shown a flavor and told it was supposed to taste like.
Right. It's holistic fruit.
It's this, it's
the LaCroix
it's
of,
milk
fruit.
Of fruit. Yeah.
Oh god, it's the LaCroix of fruit.
Oh god.
You've never filled one with rum.
Oh, no, I definitely
have.
Yes. Yeah, there's a reason that a lot of rum fits in there. It's, there's not much.
Yeah, and the yellow doesn't absorb the rum as well because it has a lower concentration of water.
Clearly,
this is,
the answer is red then.
This is a thing.
And I want to argue and I want to say that means that, Brussels sprouts are just little delivery wagons for butter. So,
yeah.
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 Question number four.
Brussels sprouts in a very different way.
White or tan? Do you prefer your marshmallow out of the bag or lightly toasted?
Oh, toasted. Lightly toasted.
Toasted. Yep. I like mine on fire.
This weekend, yep. Oh, I didn't go that burnt. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I know a lot of people to do that. I've never liked
no. just cinder. No. So it has to be that like perfectly napkin colored tan all around the outside, but you have to cook it high enough above the fire that it's getting that while fully melting the inside.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got to have a gooey inside.
Actually, what I like
crust
to do.
Crust on the outside, goo on the inside.
Yeah.
Here's what I like to do. So I tan it to a nice pretty tan. Sometimes a little darker, just to be sure. And then I pull off the outside.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That. And then I toast it again.
Yeah.
So I really am just eating the tan.
Double tan.
Yeah,
double
you
tan.
Can get three, sometimes four out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on your marshmallow.
Love it.
I have never done that, but I am super fucking good.
Oh, no, that is the way to do it.
I always forget that exists, but every now and then I remember.
Have you ever made a s'more in between two pieces of chocolate chip cookie?
No.
I think I have, actually.
Mm-hmm. I came up with the s'moreo.
Nice.
Which... is maybe a little
so amazing.
Too much.
He's having a nervous breakdown over it.
But that sounds fucking great.
Yeah, that does.
Oh, it is.
You guys, toasted marshmallow shot glasses.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
I do that with some Bailey's or Kahlua.
I am.
That could
in.
Be amazing.
It is so incredible.
Nice. Can we start a fire right now?
We don't need that mattress. Whatever.
Where would we find the materials to start a fire?
My car has four tires and a spare.
At the House of the Sterlings, I don't understand.
Astounding.
Question number 5, clear or colored. Do you... Wow. Well done. Do you prefer water plain or flavored?
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Mio or such for flavoring?
Yeah. No, I don't I don't like plain water.
Damn it. I'm actually going to go clear. But... sparkling, because my absolute favorite. No, my absolute favorite is like the LaCroix natural flavor, the blue can.
Oh, that is really good.
That is my, but warm. It can't be cold.
Ah,
it has
what
to be.
Madness is this?
Clear and room temp.
Yeah. Can I get a hot Dr. Pepper?
Yeah. You guys have any of those warm salads in the back?
You know what? Let me live my life in my joy.
Don't yuck her yum.
I didn't tell you you couldn't. I'm just saying I'm going to watch from afar.
Yeah, Matt.
Gross.
Don't yuck my yum.
No, yuck your yum.
Thank you so much to Mud for sending in that
Thank
Fast
you, Mud.
5.
Yeah, thanks, Mud.
For those who are interested in sending us a Fast 5, please do that. Send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should include the choices, and the second one, repeat your choices and give us the context. And we will do all sorts of crazy shit with them that they were never intended to do.
Yep.
That is about it. Does anybody have anything to plug?
Oh my God, I'm starting rehearsals for Klingon Christmas Carol next week.
Ooh.
We have got so much awesome fight stuff going on. I can't even with this. I'm going to...
I am excited.
Don Krasnowski is directing, and she said, so how much time do you need for fight stuff? And I was like, need or want? How much fighting are we talking about? And she's like, you can have as much as you want. And I'm like, okay, here it is. And she's like, okay. We managed to figure out at least enough to do a lot of the things that I want to do. There will be Klingons fighting all over the fucking place. I'm so excited about this. I can't even, you guys. Anyway, Klingon Christmas Carol is going up in December, and rehearsals start next week, and I'm stupid excited over that.
Nice.
Cool. Mm. James?
Last weekend of Fest.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Last weekend of Vilification Tennis.
Yeah. Last Vil shows.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking. Not only is this historically the weirdest and most unhinged set of shows for Vilification Tennis that you will see ever.
Yeah.
But this is our last of those shows. So it is fucking guaranteed to be a spectacle of enormous size.
I have heard some of the things that will be going on, and you don't want to miss them.
Oh, my God.
You really don't want to.
I have seen some photos.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Glovers.
It's going to be one for the books.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, James, did I hear about something really interesting that Vilification Tennis is doing in October?
You mean their October show?
Yeah, but what's happening at that October show that hasn't happened in a very long time, if ever?
I don't know about this, and I'm not.
Is somebody going
to... I feel like there's like a judge guy that's going to be doing something he's never done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is correct. Yeah, yeah, do you want to plug that? Because
I mean, I've got a lot of stuff to plug if you want to plug that.
I don't know that I want to plug Tim.
Tim is going to vilify.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And I think
I want to say that he did do it. Like,
he's part of the original team back when Brian Murphy did it.
And then they took him out and told him never to do it again.
Yeah, basically.
And they weren't wrong.
Nope.
This is going to be fucking stellar.
There was one show a few years back where vilifiers were drawn out of a hat, and he did put his name in, so I did see him vilify at the BLB
kind of
for one round.
Yeah. But that's not the same as preparing.
No,
we're going to make Tim do what the rest of us have to do.
No, that's awesome.
Holy shit.
He's been going to writing sessions.
I might actually have to go to that one.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I absolutely do.
Right.
Yep.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Go for it. Go ahead.
So I already mentioned Foul Play and Improvised Agatha Christie. Mm. I specifically want to call out the October 20th show. I am going to be performing in that at 7 p.m. at Bryant Lake Bowl on my birthday. And then immediately running over to Huge Improv Theater to do a performance of Strays at 10:30, opening for the show there, which is the most ridiculous improv show that involves me and one of my best friends, Philip, being animals at a shelter commiserating over the horrors of life.
Nice.
So yeah, that would be very, very special for me if you come out to either of those shows on my birthday, October 20th. That would make me so happy.
Nice.
Justifiably.
I guess I already pimped the Twin Cities Horror Festival, but like I said, the Horror Show Hot Dog Short Film Festival will be happening again this year. That's five different nights of completely different programming. And, you know, we got that gig because of Horror Show Hot Dog, a podcast that I still do. So you can find that if you Google Horror Show Hot Dog. The end.
Not that horror show hot dog. The other horror show hot dog.
Yeah, our SEO's not great.
Oh, God.
Huh.
Final day of the Renaissance Festival is coming up. It's going to be a good time all around. After that, I will be going two weekends. After that, the second weekend of October, I will be at Rogues and Ruffians in... at Circus World in Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Nice.
I'm fucking looking forward to that big time. If you have an inkling to drive out there, do.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
I think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for sticking around with us for 400 fucking episodes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I've been at this way too many years of my life.
Sucker.
And Jenna just upped the domain for another, 3 years?
Yep.
So I'm stuck here for a while.
Yep.
Thank you so much for listening. Please send down us those Fast Fives. Thank you so very, very much to our special guests for coming and gracing us with their presence. Thank you to Matt for coming back and visiting us for our 400th episode.
It's delightful to be here.
It's been way too long.
Yeah.
We miss you. The show is not the same without you.
We're not saying
it's better or worse.
But it is saying it's different.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everyone. And as always, eat the fucking cake.
I love you. Bye.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.